Hi, and welcome to the Tough Fish Show. I'm your host, Jen Milius, and today is about the beauty of small steps and beginnings as an author. And before we get into the show, I've got a new resource for you if you're ready to take those next steps of visibility and sharing. The Author Stylist Guide, Own Your Greatness, Get Visible, and Share Your Message is my new book that is your toolbox for the steps to make the most of speaking engagements, book signings, and podcast interviews when they arise. So you grow your readership and create a buzz about your catalog of work and message. And there are book bonuses too that I was super excited to create for you. Visit jennifermilius.com/books to get your copy of the book and sign up for the bonuses. And be sure to subscribe and hit share to notify for new episodes because you will help more people like you to find the show. So let's talk about the beauty of small steps and beginnings as an author. The first speaking engagement in my business was a school visit. It happened because I was at a neighborhood get together, and one of my neighbors and I got into a great conversation, which turned into her wanting me to come visit her school. She asked, and I said yes, then figured everything out along the way, which involved a series of individual steps. It was such a wonderful experience, in part because we had smaller groups so that the kids were able to get more out of it and I felt more comfortable. There were about 25 kids or so in each presentation window, but when you combine that with 6 to 8 sessions, that adds up. One school visit, one classroom, one connection. These are powerful. They add up. When you keep showing up and owning your space, one can turn into dozens. Dozens can turn into hundreds, and hundreds can turn into thousands. Yet, how many times have you looked at another author or business owner where they are along their journey and find yourself comparing where you are to them? Or have you done something to promote your book and your business? Maybe you've hosted an event or a workshop. Maybe you've created a lead magnet to encourage people to want to join your email community, or even posted on social media only to see a handful of people engage or take some kind of action. And when that happens, did you see it as a positive or as a negative? A positive in that it's a start, it's a chance to see what's working, that the right people resonated and you made a connection. Or is it a negative in that it wasn't a big enough result, or it failed because it wasn't a smashing hit out of the gates? Sometimes we can get discouraged because things are taking longer than we want them to. So if this episode is resonating with you, let me offer some encouragement to embrace the small beginnings and small steps. One school visit, one book signing, one book sale, one email subscriber. One post like means that someone found value in what you were doing. They felt like you saw them, and that one person will share with their family and friends the experience that they had, and that ripple effect will continue. Going back to the school visit, one individual session with 25 kids is about the right size to fill a coffee shop. 100 people could fill about half of a ballroom or an auditorium. For a speaking engagement, 10 people could be lining up, waiting to get their book signed by you or purchase a copy from you. Each of those numbers started with one person showing up. I sincerely believe you are the right person for your book and message, that you were given it for a reason. Good things really do take time, and you are creating a quality book, a powerful message, and a strong business. If you think about it, when you're planting seeds, they don't quickly germinate and then turn into a beautiful tree or a flower or a plant. And sometimes not all of them will take, but the right ones do. All it takes is one to get things going. And a factor that one seed does need is time. So on days when you feel like you're behind or not making the progress that you'd like, I invite you to consider the fact that you took action. And you'll get more information to see what is working and determine if you need to make tweaks. Consider that the right people resonated and you are making connections, and that's about quality, not about quantity. Consider when you are writing your next social post or emailing your community, focusing on connecting with one person. Turn that perspective of a small step into it being a quality step instead. When you identify the right opportunities to put yourself out there, you will not only gain wisdom and experience, but also exposure and connections, which will lead to future efforts. If you haven't heard, my new book, Author Stylist Guide, Own Your Greatness, Get Visible, and Share Your Message, is now available where books are sold. And if you already have your copy, or will be ordering it, visit jennifermelius.com/books and get some resources, some special bonuses, including checklists from the book that were especially curated just for you. And if you're ready to do the work needed to move to your next level, to get visible and share your message and own your greatness, visit jennifermelius.com/stylist to see if this is perfect for where you are now. And if yes, book a complimentary consult call and let's talk. Thanks again for listening today. I am so glad you are here. Your book, your message, your body of work is worth sharing, and you are the right person and the only one who can share it. Keep writing and keep putting yourself out there, because the people who need to hear your message the most are waiting for you. They're waiting for you to step up to your next level of genius so they can have the impact they're meant to because you inspired them. And I'll see you soon.